Everyone is talking about the future of work, doing our homework, a podcast produced by USM.
Finding new ways of collaboration is one of the challenges and chances the future of work holds for us. Hi, my name is Uta Schwarz and I'm back at the USM Workhouse. There are several people inside participating in the Play Lab, the first of three, and I'm about to find out what kind of collaboration is going on right here. Right here at the entrance are sitting Maya and Raf from TelArt, the instructors of today's program.
We're running it, we're moderating it, so we're facilitating the conversation. So we created the activities that people are doing, and we're trying to guide the conversation so that people get to something that's fun and also meaningful for them and for USM.
Can you give an example? What are they doing right now?
Well, for example, I think it's important that we're sitting outside and they're inside working, because we designed this structure to be able to not direct the conversation, but just kind of provide a forum or something so that they can own the ideas that they come up with themselves.
Yeah, so I think one of the interesting challenges that we had here is because this is in the context of how will the future of work be materialized in the spaces that we inhabit and the objects that we use, the interfaces that we touch. And because we're experiencing this blurring of a boundary between our work life and the opposite of work, whether it's home life or family life or fun or downtime or playtime, we needed to find a way to make these ideas that are in some ways very abstract, was to try to find visual triggers that people could build on or react to. So, for example, we printed out pictures of very ordinary scenes from today, from all around the world. It could be like people crossing a street at rush hour. It could be people working in a co-working space in Beijing. It could be people sitting in a market stall and checking their phone, all kinds of situations. And then we asked them to imagine what would change based on all of these trends that we'd been talking about. What would change in this precise picture that you have in front of you in 20 years? Would these people be wearing the same things? Would they be doing the same things? Would things vanish entirely from the picture? So in one example, we had taxis and a zebra crossing. And the zebra crossing most likely wouldn't exist anymore because we would have incredible automation in our mobility in urban centers. And so you would have driverless cars that can negotiate these kinds of crossings dynamically in real time based on how many pedestrians are gathering at the street curb. And so we asked them to imagine things that would disappear, things that would change, and new things that would be introduced. So that was just one example of many activities that they did and that they seemed to really enjoy yesterday.
Yes, I would enjoy that too. Thank you very much. Let's go inside. We are about to meet the creators of the event.
Okay, we follow you.
Sitting next to me are our two guests, Alice Hoare from UN Studio and Thomas Dienes from USM. Those two companies collaborated and worked together to create several things, and I'm really interested in finding out how did you find each other?
It started more or less 1 year before in Berlin as well. So UN Studio won a competition about the best architect, and the celebration was in the showroom of USM. So a big team, also Ben van Berkel was here in Berlin, and from USM side, the whole board was here, the owner had been here. And so after the celebration, together we went to dinner. There's a story started, and it was really late, and the people in the restaurant had been really slow. It took so long that the food was coming, and they drank one glass of wine, the second one, and the third one. And so, it was the first one we get in personal contact to each other, and it was amazing. That was one part. And then the official part was over, and a small group was standing outside the restaurant. And it was a situation when Martel Kors, the responsible from UN Studio, came to me and asked me a question. The question was, it was so fascinating, could we collaborate? So again, this question is collaboration. I gave her maybe a strange answer. My answer was, yes, I would very much like to do, but we need a topic. So But we hadn't the topic exactly at this evening, but some weeks later we had one. And so we could remind very well. And then came up the question, why not doing this with UN Studio? It was a starting point of the journey. It was a starting point to create something for Milano. And so the journey started.
I think from my perspective, I joined the journey in January. So a few months after this dinner that Thomas describes. And my team in UN Studio is a new team called UN Studio Futures, and we're doing research and strategy work looking at all of the context that affects the built environment and affects how we design spaces. But we went deeper, I think, in the research around how we're working today, co-working spaces, how technology is affecting our jobs, and somehow the research that we produced came together with the kind of initial steps of the design for Milan. And we brought that, I think, to a really strong position in Milan, that we were communicating both an interesting spatial proposal that people could climb into these rooms and interact with the spaces, but also communicating research that we'd done and our findings at that moment in time. So I think in terms of bringing together research and design, that was a really nice process to join.
You talked about the topic. You missed the topic first, and then you said you found one. Can you say what was the first idea, how, in one sentence, the topic? How would you describe this journey?
The topic is that we have a furniture, a system that exists more than 50 years in the market, originally developed in order to store paper. But the world is changing, and we are very much aware that we have to think what is happening in future. This is the starting point, let's say.
Yeah, I think both of our organizations feel a great interest and also some kind of responsibility, since we're kind of shaping the world around us. You know, UN Studio as architects and urban designers, and USM as product designers. And in a way, we have some impact on how the spaces that we're going to be living and working in are going to look like in the future. So we really wanted to understand more deeply and with a greater number of people how that's going to be.
Yeah, and this shaping of the future is interesting. The product from USM, of course, at the moment we are a company creating a system in order to create furniture, so more looking to the interior. The main interest of UN Studio is more the architectural side or town planning side, so totally different scales. But the end, USM came from the architecture side, and both fit together very well, I think. So there's an influence from the interior to the architecture, from the architecture to the interior, and this fits very well together. I also feel that the methods we are working at are very close together.
Yeah, definitely. I think that things get so complex in the world these days as technology enters everything that we do, that this way of understanding the world and different silos through design thinking comes more to the forefront. So I think as designers, we kind of share that outlook and that approach to solving problems.
Yeah, it has a lot to do in both fields with human beings, with the needs of human beings, with the feelings, this part, as well as from the solution side, of course, new kind of materials are coming up, new kind of how we can construct something is coming up. And these two topics you can find in the furniture industry as well as in the architecture field. So for me, it makes big sense to work together and to bring these ideas together.
Definitely. I think we've been exploring the past 2 days during the workshops this interaction between technology and humans, and we've very much come to the conclusion that we want to foreground the role of humans and also human-to-human interaction. So technology enables us to be individualistic about our communication, you know, just to sit with a mobile phone or a laptop and communicate via that interface. But what we want to encourage is these kind of free brainstorming moments, or the moments when you really feel a connection with another individual, rather than losing all communication to technology.
But of course, thinking about this process, on one hand, this is this ideal world, maybe. So we would like to, or we have the willing to work together to find to a concrete solution at the end of the process. But then, of course, we already had some very concrete steps. It started more or less 1 year ago. Mm-hmm. And the first big project we had was to create this fair in Milano, the starting point of our process. And it's fascinating looking back to this story. So we started very enthusiastic, of course, this journey. And when it comes to a concrete solution for this fair, for example, also under very much time pressure, cost pressure, and so on, of course, there are a lot of fights as well. But I think the fight in a positive sense, so coming from different sides, trying to collaborate, having the willing to collaborate, also having these fights in order, having also the willing to find to one conclusion or to one solution that is coming out of it. And this makes it extremely interesting.
You used the word fight. What were you fighting about, UN Studio and USM, in collaboration? Because I think fighting belongs to collaboration, maybe. What were the fighting points?
Can you remember one?
I think it was probably mostly how to justify some quite crazy spatial ideas, like hosting floating rooms off of the ground, and how to make that a reality within the Halle-E system. So how could we insert new elements like steps to get up to these floating rooms? And how could we add extra materiality or texture like curtains to the system? So this kind of bringing together of an existing system with new elements that we were interested to bring to communicate our ideas. So maybe fighting is too strong a word, but it's kind of negotiation, like how much could we push the system and how much can it take?
Yeah, normally the system idea belongs very much in our sense to a standard product. And of course, UN Studio wanted to bring in also some atmosphere things, some material that normally we don't have in the assortment, wood, curtains, textile, things like this. And the negotiation part was really if you're allowed to do it on one hand and how we can do it. And what was a great point at the end from the construction side, that at the end of this negotiation part, we did it, but how we did it was differently than normally you would build a fair. The details we constructed that now we can really produce is industrialized. And this was a really amazing point, I think, at the fair in Milano. So integrating something, but not only for a fair, but with details we can reuse again also at a later stage.
Yeah, I think it was a great process, and also interesting that our two companies are in separate countries, and so a lot of it was actually held via video conferencing, and this also kind of brought its own challenges and also cultural differences, and we needed to kind of negotiate that during the design process. But I think that it was a really great collaboration that USM were bringing a lot of detail about the structure and its possibilities, and kind of letting us have free rein and supporting our ideas and finding solutions to the problems that we would create through our design. So I think this was a nice kind of ping pong back and forth.
Yeah, and also not forgetting that at some stage in this process, when it came concrete, this project in Milano, for example, we had also to involve other kind of people, planners we had to integrate, the people who really created the details we had to integrate. For the first time for a very long time within USM, to create a structure like this, we had to integrate also a technical engineer to calculate also this structure. So not only UN Studio and USM, but also other parties in order to increase, in order to really solve these different problems and coming to a conclusion.
Yeah, that's right. We translated a piece of research actually that we did at UN Studio in our futures team about changes in the way that we're living and working, and this blurring boundary between home life and work life into a design, and then shared with a really large number of collaborators, as you say, stylists of vintage furniture pieces, as well as the more kind of technical people, and had to translate that concept into a lot of different aspects and different scales, things that people would touch in Milan, objects that they could pick up and interact with, write something in. It was very interesting, I think, to try and develop that process at all scales and all materials also.
Yeah, and a very, for me personally, very, very interesting point is coming when after a long process, you have planned something concrete, you have built this concrete, and the starting point of the fair, it was a Tuesday, I think, Tuesday morning, first of all, to introduce the own people at the fair, seeing the eyes of the people arriving for the first time, because it was a total secret project at the end for the people, and then the first guests arriving and what is happening then within the people or for the people on the booth. So we created something, we thought that something could happen that the people could react to it, and seeing really what happened, that is a fascinating moment. And I think it worked at the end. So
yeah.
The main idea was to invite people to be part in our discussion. And I think this was a great moment that it really worked.
Yeah, definitely. I think we were all taken aback and really delighted by how positively it was received by adults and children alike. I think we hadn't anticipated that so many kids would be climbing in amongst the structure. And also the response that we received from a series of questions that we posed to visitors. This was also great. People were interacting a lot with these typewriters that we set up for them to answer questions, and also a diary, a menu card that they could fill in. There was a whole sequence of different moments of interaction, and I think people were really willing to give us their ideas.
Yeah, and the same principles I think we had now with the workhouse here. So the next step was, in order to create a place, finding first a place, but also creating a place as a basement or something stimulating that people, not knowing each other, coming from different background, from different cultures, from different internationalities, will be here together for 2 days and working together and finding to a result. And also seeing this, how the people react, how we can use this space we planned before. This is really fascinating to see this. And at the end, I think it stimulates really that a big result will come out of it.
So what is your dream as a result then? What would you think? What will happen? What's the next step?
At the beginning of the whole process, we thought about the whole journey, let's say. So Milano was the very first step, inviting the people. Workhouse is a second step in order to get one step deeper in the discussion. The result we expect from this, thinking about scenarios that give us a better picture from the future. But of course, we will have further steps, or step by step, getting one step concreter. And at the end, of course, there should be a result. But what kind of result it is, I have no idea, and I would like to be open. If it is a product, if it is a concept for a town, if it is a finance concept, I have no idea at the end.
Yeah, I think we're very open right now, and we're being surprised by what people are coming up with. So we've been writing today a manifesto for what should be the future of work. And this is really capturing a set of values that people who are participating in this workshop are bringing. And that was impossible to define beforehand. And as Thomas said, there are people from all over the world bringing a lot of different sets of interests, constraints, also experiences as to how they work. And we're really trying to distill down right now into a list of kind of 8 key points, what we really believe the future of work should be. And then we will illustrate that through a set of more concrete scenarios where we start to paint a picture of what spaces we might work in the future, in order to identify things that are missing, perhaps in terms of products or materials or interfaces, but also ways that we interact with our environment and maybe also interact with a company like USM. Maybe we won't have the same distance between customers and company in the future, and things will become much more collaborative. Actually, there might be a process where people can actually design their own furniture and have that integrated within the main manufacturing process. So something like this would be a really interesting, surprising output for us, I think.
And that would be totally enough, because a lot of designers or architects, or some of them, thinking about the future or about solutions in the future, are going straight away to a solution. But we don't want to go straight away to a solution. We first of all would like to understand the future, first of all, and then in step by step with this understanding, create something for the future that fits to these people in future, but as well also to the philosophy of the participating company. So from side US, UN Studio as well as from USM. Although this is very important. So it's not only creating something, but it's also, I would say, a statement from our side for the future.
Yeah, I agree. We're kind of opening up the conversation right now to as many people as we can, and then we're going to filter afterwards to something that becomes meaningful for both organisations and also for the public, and that people who have taken part can see some feedback on what they've given us as well, that they're not just kind of walking away from the process, but it becomes an ongoing evolution.
Coming up with new ideas, how we will live and work together in the future, seems easy in such a beautiful and remote place like this. Surrounded by a clear and cold stream and an endless stretch of lawn, there are no distractions. Let's cross the bridge and find out what the PlayLab participants are up to. So we have to be quiet when we are going inside. Highly concentrated atmosphere here, so I'm going to be really, really quiet now. So we're crossing the area, many post-its, and entering the kitchen right now. Lunch is being prepared here, so we're waiting for people to come and eat and having lunch. Excuse me. I know it's well-earned lunch, but can I have one quick question before
sure.
you're eating?
Yeah.
What were you doing so concentrated?
Well, we've just been talking about how officers might have more porosity. So there might be more of an open welcoming of the environment that surrounds the officers. That might be materiality, that might be nature, that might be ideas or opinions from the city that surrounds them.
I think one takeaway for me is the importance of examining the future, being mindful of the past and the present, and trying to erase our fear about the future, really embracing the future as a space of possibility as opposed to something that's frightening and potentially harmful or scary for us.
What I can take with me is that I think typologies are going to change a lot, and there will be more integration of technology, of course, and also different habits of working will influence the chairs we sit on and the tables we use. But I think what will stay the same is a need for the analog and something haptic that you can touch and that you can understand and that is not undecipherable for you, but it really stands there and is something you can hold on to.
So we will still sit in the future?
Yeah, for now, yes, I guess. But that you. Might change as well.
Thank you. It's also important where you are when you are collaborating. Next to each other, at least close in terms of vision. We ask you on Facebook and Instagram if you need colleagues in the future, and if so, why? The one thing your post had in common was the importance of dialogue and exchange. So let's do this. Let's start a conversation. My name is Uta Schwarz. Thanks for listening.
Doing Our Homework, a podcast about the future of work. For more information, please visit our website, homework.usm.com.